We're talking about roller derby this morning, and joining us in the studio once again is Amy Laikkanen, who is with the sort of outreach and board member and sort of recruitment director and all around, you know, one of those key people involved with the Dead River Derby. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for having me.
You've got something coming up this week that you want to make sure people know about. Tell us what's happening first and foremost.
We do. This Thursday evening at Stucco's Pub and Grill, we are having a recruitment gathering, I guess you could call it. It'll be 8 p.m. to midnight at Stucco's. We're going to get together. We're going to have some gear there. We're going to have info there. So come on down, meet the league, try on some gear, learn all about derby, and sign up.
And this is to get more members involved and more folks involved. And so far, I mean, this has been quite the buzz in our community. So that's been exciting, I'm sure.
Yeah, we have, we have over 20 girls on our league right now that are actively skating. And we did a great job with our first recruitment, and we're excited. We're ready to get more girls in.
So who would be someone that you would be looking for? I mean, I'm sure it's kind of hard to say that. You have to see individuals, but I mean, you're obviously looking for someone that can skate, you know.
Well, or not necessarily.
Who are you looking for?
We are interested in getting skaters in. Mm-hmm. So if you can skate, great. If you can't skate, that's okay. We will teach you how to skate. There are plenty of us who couldn't skate when we first started. So anybody who is interested in getting on the track and getting rolling, we can get you started. Anybody who's interested in volunteering or reffing or being a non-skating official, which means people who work with stats during the games, anybody who wants to sell gear, sell merchandise, do concessions, anybody who's interested in sponsoring us.
So in real, yeah, I like that. The key thing is that, you know, that this, while it may be for the team, that your team is doing this and it's the Dead River Derby girls, mm-hmm. everybody's welcome.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Amy, what's the fun about roller derby?
Derby has a lot of aspects that are fun. First of all, it's a competitive sport. So training is fun. Getting together and doing practices is great. It's a great athletic workout. You're learning a new skill. You're challenging yourself. So that's a wonderful part of it. It's athletic. The other part that's really fun is we get together to do a lot of really fun fundraisers, and we spend a lot of time together. It's a great community of people that work together. So lots of good friends, instant friends when you're in derby.
It was interesting when the idea popped up here in the community. I had a chance to talk with you and some of the folks, and you guys were in here early on with all of that too. And like I said a moment ago, it's kind of caught on really well, but people are really supportive of this, and it's all around the UP.
Yeah, there are two other teams right now. There's a team in Escanaba and a team in Kingsford.
Overall, it seems like it's been a success so far, so I guess you're really kind of hoping to get a few more people involved that you can even make it a stronger organization.
You bet. The more, the merrier. So,
with the other teams that are out there in the UP now that have started up as well, they've been very instrumental in helping things getting going in Marquette.
Absolutely. The Escanaba Rollin' Hellcats and the Kingsford Crush have both of those teams have contributed to our upstart in major ways. They have joined us for different events that we've done. They've come and helped us out with coaching. We've really, really relied on them for a lot of assistance to get going.
Well, probably one of the key things is, you know, it gives, you know, the teams another team to compete against.
Right.
That's got to be helpful.
You know, why wasn't this in Marquette, you know, earlier or something like that? Well, earlier, not a few years back, a couple years back, there wouldn't have been anybody to play against. So, I mean,
exactly.
It's kind of difficult that way. Now, with the history of this, you're still looking for folks to get involved. You're always looking for more people. But also, right now, the venue that you're using is the Barriga Gym. But you'd be happy to talk to other folks and say, hey, what can we do? Maybe make it even to a bigger event. And it's seems like that might be catching on.
Yes. Yeah, we're always open to suggestion. And if people have ideas about where we could be, we're interested in looking at other venues, other options. So
one of the things that I also find cool with the group is that you're looking at it from as a nonprofit, that if you end up with a situation, you've made a little extra money, you're going to give that back to the community.
Right. And there's a lot of organizations in the community that we would love to be involved with to help them out as much as we can.
And you've got something also coming up at the end of the month that you're involved with that the community will definitely get an influence and see what you guys are about.
Yes.
At the 27th.
The spectacle at the downtown in Marquette at the Commons, that's going to be really exciting. I can't wait to see how that turns out.
What are you guys going to be doing in that?
Well, the Derby girls are going to be skating, of course. Mm-hmm. I don't know the finite details, but I know that we are going to be in costume, and there's going to be some pretty dramatic
dramatic costumes and maneuvering.
Exactly.
And that's part of the Halloween spectacle that's coming up at the end of the month in Marquette, and we're going to be talking with folks, Tina Harris, arts and culture person, with that a little bit more coming up on the program really soon. Amy, with the event coming up this week, it's a kind of a kickoff into also the training sessions now that you're getting into. And when you look at training, you talk about it that if there are some folks that can't skate, you'll help them with that, but what else you train them on?
Well, we start out, we basically, like I said, we take anybody, skating or not skating, we'll get you on wheels and get you going. We start you out with, basically, it's going to be skills. So learning how to skate, learning how to do things like crossing over, learning how to skate in a pack with a bunch of other girls, learning how to fall properly so you don't hurt yourself when you're on the track.
Sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that sounds good. So the event this week is for folks to get involved. What are the details again? And you're looking for everybody to come out. So what's happening, when and where?
Okay. Stucco's Pub and Grill this Thursday, 8 p.m. to midnight. Stop by whether you're interested in skating, volunteering, reffing, non-skating official, whatever you want to do with Derby. Come down and meet us, hang out, have a beer. Let's talk Derby.
Well, it certainly sounds like it's a fun way to get involved. If they can't get involved that way, but they want to find out more, do you have a website or a Facebook site or something?
Facebook page, definitely go there. We're at Dead River Derby on Facebook. Send us a message. That's the best way for us to get back to you and get you all the info you needed to get started.